I'm going to start with a few from the chapbook, and then I'm going to share some others. I must say that when I put this chapbook together for Dylan, it was rather easy, because I'm not really an experimental poet, but I have some experiments that I like to do on the side, and I've kept them very close to my heart, and so they came right out, and I put them together in this manuscript for Dylan, and they sort of took a shape around the title poem, which is Verisimilitude, which Barbara Beck gave me some very nice compliments on. Thank you so much. That had a big part in shaping this manuscript. These first poems that I'll read are called Lipograms, and the principle behind these three is that you can only use the letters that are contained in the title in the rest of the poem. So, Verisimilitude is the title poem. And thank you, Dylan, for the lovely photograph for the cover. Verisimilitude. Dear lemur, lie still. Time is mute lust. Trust me. I see summer sell dim similes till tedium tilts. Diluted verse smiles, demure. It is silt. Sit. Rest. Rue truism. It rusts. Tell demi-veiled limes. Else tumult trill. Erudite emus elude us. Lull tides. Melt mild irises. It's worth mentioning that the title Verisimilitude, in case you don't know, because it was kind of a big word for me, I don't know where I found it, but it means basically the study or the quality of truth-likeness in something, especially literary. So I think that these poems all sort of represent that. When I was a kid, when I was about five, well, when I was five, my parents divorced. And does anybody here speak Pig Latin? Because that's the language my mother took to when she divorced my father. When I was in her presence anyway. So this poem didn't mean to go there, but it did. And it's called Elementary. It's also a lipogram. Tam tam, llama, mare, yarn me a tame tale. Ale tay. Name lament. Amentle, a tall tea, emenle, rite. Enter my ear, eyelid tear, irte. My eye, I may, I tell a name. El ye, an aim nay. Ten are many, any may. Yet, amte, amale, erme. Arnye, ime, enamte, aelte, alte, eatne. So the principle behind Pig Latin is that you take the first letter off the front and put on the end and put an A after it. So it sounds kind of cool and it makes kind of sense. And the last, well, not the last lipogram, but the last one I'll read tonight is sediment. Demented. I tie time in tinted mist, dine in dim tents. Messes, sent in sets, meet needs. Meet me mid-mind, inside sin. See sentiment, mine its deeds, time tested. Insist, send me mint in nine tins. Mine time in mended nets. So those are the lipograms, and I think then I will read you. Our love is like a paradel with enjambment and homonyms. And all these mixed metaphors later, I still have only awkward phrasing for you. Electric green, your lawn looking plainly at me, saying go. Your thighs, like stepping stones, could pleasantly crush me. Your athlete's feet smell like cheap socks and look like geraniums about to jump from a Paris window. They shuffle you away from me. The hair you have left hangs on like the small tiles of an ancient mosaic. Your arms hold me like a straitjacket. So it's not to be rude, I'll check my time. Lots of time. Where she is who? A woman standing in the vase in the foyer. Dogwood barking at the atrium. Sounds like water falling. Faux sheepskin on the floor and flea market quilts, but new. Mirrored vanity, glass shelves of vials, fragrances, all of them. This one for that malady or malaise. Well-being, bottled. Limbs reaching in all directions outside shade. Oak, hiding in desire's canyon. Wind trades in calm and passion. I swear to God, I just saw a rat. It was a little smaller than a rat. Wind trades in calm and passion. Lights the September brush she wants to be. We have visitors. This is a little shorter. A little shorty, actually. I know. Mouse of folks in the house. Children are falling from our shoulders. Children are falling from our shoulders like birds from their nests. And if they are lucky or ready, they take flight. The rest hit the ground, face down, and cry. Bruised, and some broken. My love. And then I'm going to read a couple that are not so experimental, maybe. One from the chapbook. Morning After. Last night, the moon was shaped like a scoop, only every time I reached for it, it skipped away. So I gathered the stars by hand. Since I had never studied them, I named them myself before dropping them into the skillet. They spattered and hopped on the hot cast iron. Without them, midnight collapsed, cape-like. I thought he might never leave. Then the sun rose, orange. I cracked it, though somewhat remorsefully, on the squared edge of the pan, burned my knuckles, let the flames spill into the ocean, blotted up every trace of him with rain clouds. And one more little one. This one is forthcoming in Cider Press Review. Any minute now, they keep saying spring, but spring is over.
Spring has sprung.
Spring has sprung, and summer is clearly here.
Spring break.
I marked it with Alexa's postcard. Well, I know that it's called Postcard to Grace from a Fifth Floor Morning, and it's for my grandma, whose birthday just passed, though she's been gone for a while.
There's a mark slightly in front of the chapbook, I think.
There is, I think. You're right. Postcard to Grace from a Fifth Floor Morning. Thank you, Dylan. gracious is hardly the word. Yellow is not the color, and still I see your bathroom. The plush seat cover and rugs, the can of lemon air freshener, the round mirror. One side fit for plucking, the other for everything else. Only the tub is lost to me now, here among my own piles of laundry and junk mail. The shaving cream on his face where a mustache would be, the song in his shower, and the dog, confused about who will walk him and when. Place it all here on the table with our breakfast of baguette and boiled eggs. Again. Jus d'orange, last night's wind and wine, still sighing in the bottom of the bottle, and the towel at his waist, the folded clothes in his hands, and the trash he will carry downstairs. Morning is such a foggy place here. Wish you were always.